Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It's time for Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor.
Thank you for joining me today on Faith to Live By. This is Sue Taylor. Over the last couple of days, I've been sharing some thoughts with you from Scripture regarding family strife. And again, you know, if you've never had family strife, you are truly, truly blessed. But because we are human and because we're in a fallen world and because our emotions get involved, many times there will be strife among family members. And the Bible is full of it. The Bible has many stories about family strife. Sarah, Hagar, Rebecca and her daughter-in-laws, Jacob, Esau, Joseph and his brothers, Moses, Aaron and Miriam, David and his wife, the prodigal son, even Paul and John Mark. There was strife in the New Testament as well as the Old Testament. So it's not a new thing. Family strife has been around since the creation of the world. It even goes back to Adam and Eve. I imagine, you know, it doesn't really go into detail, but I imagine when Eve ate the apple and gave it to Adam, in fact, you know, Adam blamed her and she blamed the serpent. So strife comes from hatred or pride or contentious spirit or selfishness or anger. We went over, you know, the causes of strife. And then I shared also with you yesterday how that strife separates and puts distance between family members. I, you know, shared with you that I had a brother that did not speak to my mother for 15 years. And only on his deathbed did he and my mother reconcile. But I thought about all of the wasted years there. And so strife does separate. Joseph and Esau, the brothers, were separated for 20 years, and the mother, Rebekah, was dead when Joseph returned. Joseph and his brothers, when they sold him into to Egypt, they were separated for 20 years. And in the prodigal son, it doesn't tell us how long he was gone, but he was separated from his family. So strife always brings separation, and that's, you know, and division and distance. And that's what the enemy wants in our lives because, you know, he's always after the family unit. He, or just in brothers and sisters in general in Christ, the, you know, strife is something that is devilish. It's from the devil. And many times, you know, strife is just because of the self-seeking or the selfishness or the contentious spirit, or we have anger issues that we never dealt with. We're angry at parents. We're angry at children. We're angry at the world condition, you know, and the Bible tells us that anger does not work the righteousness of God. And I shared with you also that there is a place for righteous indignation. The Bible says that where sin is present. It's, you know, as Jesus was in the temple. In fact, sometimes I think that I agree with Billy Sunday when he said that, you know, the reason sin prospers is because we treat it like a cream puff instead of the rattlesnake it is. Sin is deadly in all forms. It doesn't have to be these, you know, gross sins of immorality, but it's also the sins of the heart and of the attitude, such as anger and hatred, dissension, stirring up strife. There are people that actually stir up dissension and strife. And so it separates and it puts distance between family members. And because it puts distance, there is a lapse of time, a lot sometimes of wasted years. Sometimes it cannot be regained. But also God can use this distance and this time if we let him. There is a time, the Bible tells us, to stay away. There is a time to come together. There's a time to keep silent. So sometimes when strife happens, the best thing we can do is just be still and go to God in prayer and ask him to get to the root causes of the strife, because many times strife is repeated over and over and over in families. It always will rear its ugly head because it's never really been dealt with, the root cause of why there is strife, which could be anger or jealousy or pride. Those are the things that God wants to get at in our lives, beloved. God is after a pure vessel, a clean vessel, and a vessel that wants to be pure, wants to have the right motives toward each other. And so it's important that when the separation comes, that you pray and pray for the one you're having strife with. Pray for your enemy, Jesus said. If you feel like a family member has turned on you or is an enemy, then pray for them. So these stories also show us the third thing that happens with strife in families, that God does want reconciliation. You know, this is always God's plan. To be reconciled to him and to one another. And he does desire forgiveness of the offenses. Just like Esau forgave Jacob. Joseph forgave his brothers. The father forgave the wayward son. Jesus forgave us of all of our offenses toward him. It's very important that we forgive and that we pray for reconciliation. It may not ever be the same sometimes when the offense is very bad, or they, you know, I remember reading a story of a man that survived the Holocaust in a concentration camp and went through horrid beatings and just abuse and different things. And he came out of that camp and he survived all of that. But when he came out, he found that the reason he was put in was because of his own son turning him in. And that killed him very quickly. He died of a broken heart because he could not believe that his own son turned against him. So strife is really deadly. It can be deadly to our emotions. It can be deadly in our physical life. So how do we keep from having strife? Well, Proverbs 17:14 says, starting a quarrel or an argument is like breaching a dam. So drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. So just stay away from arguing. Stay away from contentious people if you can. And be quiet. You know, sometimes we just have to hold our tongues, and sometimes that's very difficult to do, especially when we see somebody repeating the same thing over and over. Proverbs 23 says, it is to a man's honor to avoid strife, but every fool is quick to quarrel. And then Philippians 2:3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Right there, if we would apply that principle, there would probably be less strife in our families. So how do we avoid it? Be slow to anger. It says Proverbs 15:18, a hot-tempered man stirs up dissension, but a patient man calms a quarrel. And then secondly, the simplicity of life. You know, many times there's strife because there's battles over, you know, what's mine and what's his, especially when there's a will involved and parents die and it's greed, you know, many times causes strife. So we need to live in the simplicity of life. Proverbs 17:1 says, better a dry crust with peace and quiet than a house full of feasting with strife. And thirdly, also don't worry about things that cause frustration and things that you don't have any control over. You know, if there's strife in your family right now, the best thing to do is just to pray and then let the Holy Spirit guide you and guide the one that you're having strife, with. And then, beloved, read Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 8. It gives us rules for living in peace, which is to rejoice in the Lord, to be patient and gentle when difficult times come, not to have an anxious or worrisome spirit, and to be slow to speak and quick to hear. And in other words, we need to hold our tongues and our words at times to avoid strife. Just walk away and pray. Give thanks for all things in Christ Jesus. And then lastly, in Philippians, it tells us to think on things that are true. There's so much more teaching that can be done regarding strife, because much strife comes from just wrong thinking and having wrong attitudes toward people. So, beloved, I pray today for peace in your family, and I pray that God will give you, through Jesus Christ, the faith you need to live by.
You've been listening to Faith to Live By with Sue Taylor. If you would like to write with your comments or to request a copy of this program for an $8 donation, write Sue Taylor, 10827 Highway 86 East, Neosho, Missouri, 64850. Sue Taylor is a member of the KNEO team and a keynote speaker at several church and women's events throughout the four-state area. To book Sue for your next event, contact Sky High Radio at 417-451-5636.